Chapter 13. I arrived at Pixie Lane at 5 o'clock the following evening with a sack of pieces in one hand. Sevelia didn't know I was coming, but that was probably a good thing. I didn't think she'd enjoy the last-minute plan I had in my mind tonight, and there was a chance she'd want to leave as soon as she worked out what we were going to be doing. Originally, I'd intended to just speak with her about the werewolves' location and learn more about how she was containing them. But after thinking through things today, I changed my mind. I was forged in the Tempest Void, and mulling around trying to figure out how to tiptoe around motherfuckers didn't come naturally to me. I preferred to tear my way through every asshole I came up against like a hellish storm, and if I couldn't murder these werewolves, then there was only one other option. Force them into submission. Starting tonight. I hid in the shadows of an alleyway on the side of the road where Sevelia tended to start her work, and I waited for the carriage to arrive. The horse's hooves were heard first, followed closely by the rickety wooden wheels. Then the carriage door creaked open, and I heard soft footsteps as Sevelia climbed down and began her walk. The driver instantly took the carriage away, and I knew he'd arrive in a couple of hours to collect her again. I peeked around the wall to take a look at the Red Witch and noticed the slight lag in her walk tonight. The first time I'd seen her on Pixie Lane, she'd appeared exhausted and irritated, and that hadn't changed. Even when Sevelia and I were walking together, without the annoyance of collecting payments from the residents, her body slumped, and her walk matched the tone in her voice and the look on her face. However, even though she was clearly pissed off to be here tonight, Sevelia looked incredible this evening. Her dark purple hair had been left down, and the large bouncy curls fell over her shoulders. She wore a deep red dress with black detailing, long sleeves, and a corset, and the skirt of the dress brushed across the ground with every step she took. Her black cloak blew behind her in the soft wind, and she had her bag in one hand, ready to collect all the payments from the residents of Pixie Lane. The Red Witch came closer and closer to the alley where I was hiding, and the second she was within reach, I shot out my arm, looped my hand around her elbow, and dragged her into the shadows.
What the—
Sevelia gasped as she tried to fight me off.
Fuck off, you filthy fucking—
She grunted and elbowed me in the stomach, and her arms flailed as I noticed the red glow appear in her amber eyes. "It's me," I growled into her ear. "You're okay, it's only Atticus." I could feel the tension leave her body as Sevelia stopped fighting at once. She turned around to look at me, and the red glow in her eyes softened until it had vanished completely, and only her bright amber irises stared up at me.
"Oh, hello, you."
"I'm sorry for the sudden attack. I didn't mean to scare you."
"No, it's okay."
Sevelia grinned.
"Only because it's you, though."
"Good." The rotten scent of the alleyway swarmed around me, but a new, pleasant scent quickly mixed in with it. Either the attack had turned the Red Witch on, or it had been the sight of me that did it. Regardless of the reason why, the sweet, luscious scent was enough to tell me exactly how Sevelia felt about our sudden interaction. She was riddled with a playful kind of arousal, and I just hoped she still felt the same way after I told her why I'd arrived.
"What are you doing here? I didn't think we'd planned to meet tonight."
"We hadn't." I grinned. "How are you?"
"I'm fine,"
she said, and bunched her purple eyebrows in confusion.
"Is that why you're really here? To ask me that?"
"Not only that. It's just... Ash mentioned you had a bit of an issue with the guards at the priest's estate yesterday. I couldn't let it go unnoticed."
"Oh."
Sevelia's expression grew more serious as she searched my gaze.
"Well, I am fine. Thank you. It was sweet of her to tell you on my behalf, but it's really pretty common, to be honest. I've unfortunately gotten used to the treatment."
"I see," I muttered, and a hint of my demon voice slipped out before I could catch it. Then I cleared my throat. "I also came here for my own mission, but I need you to help me with it." An intrigued look crossed the witch's beautiful face, and there was an unmistakable hint of excitement behind it.
I'm more than happy to help you with whatever you need, Atticus.
She gave me a coy smile and twisted a lock of her dark purple hair around one finger.
How can I serve you?
It may take the entire 2 hours, I said with a devilish smirk. And it could be quite dangerous.
I don't mind a bit of danger,
Savelia murmured, and I could see the glow of my violet eyes brightening on the planes of her face. Oh, fuck, I loved those words. I'm glad to hear it. Follow me. We'll have to move fast to get there with time to spare.
Wait, what?
She frowned.
Are we not...
Not what? I asked, as I noticed the heightened scent of her arousal. Then I realized she was blushing, and I grinned. Oh, you thought I'd come here to fuck you in an alleyway.
I didn't.
Savelia flushed a deep red as she anxiously tugged on her purple hair.
Never mind. What are we doing?
As I said, I need you to help me with some work, I clarified, as I admired how pretty she looked when she blushed this much. We have to travel to another area of the Shadow Quarters to do this.
Atticus, I don't know. I really need to collect these payments, and the priest is going to soon realize I'm not giving him the correct amount.
Don't worry, I've already thought of that, I assured her, and held up the sack of money. How many pieces do you normally collect? She paused to think.
I don't know. Somewhere between 500 to 1,000. It depends on how many houses I need to stop at, and keeping track of them all is...
How many houses were on the agenda for this evening?
All of them.
Savelia groaned, and she slumped like she was exhausted just thinking about it. Well, this sack holds 2,000 pieces. I can give you half of this, plus extra for yourself, if you agree to help me this evening. The Red Witch stayed quiet for a moment, and she played with the silk ties in the middle of her red dress as she continued to think over my offer. I knew I was asking a lot of her, and even more so when the risks were so high with the priest, but she had agreed to let me help her get out of that fucker's hold. I couldn't do that if she didn't assist me this evening.
Atticus, that is a lot of pieces to just hand over to someone like the priest.
Savelia muttered as she sent me a nervous look.
You don't owe him this. You don't owe me
I know. But don't you worry. I have a feeling I'll be gaining every one of these coins back in a matter of days, if all goes according to plan. Do you trust me?
I do.
She nodded her head lightly. Perfect. Then let's go. I smiled and led her from the alleyway. I hid the sack of pieces underneath the soil by a small collection of trees where it didn't look like anyone had passed in ages, and then I placed Savelia's hand in mine and continued to walk. The streets were empty this far from the taverns, and we headed in the direction of Medusa's palace. Savelia continued to follow me without question, but once we started sneaking through the alleyways of the Shadow Quarters, she started looking more nervous, with pinched eyebrows and a frown.
Where are we going?
She whispered at last.
You're taking me further and further away from Pixie Lane.
I wanted to stop walking and talk to Savelia properly, but time wasn't on our side. Instead, I looped my arm through hers and brought her closer so I could whisper my answers. People were always lingering around random corners in the Shadow Quarters, and I didn't want anyone to overhear what I had to say. Our business had nothing to do with those nosy fuckers. Do you know of the Black Fairy, Madame Neera? I asked under my breath.
I think everyone knows of her.
Savelia laughed softly in response. Well, I went to see her yesterday, and she told me where the werewolves live. I explained, and Savelia halted as she finally understood what I was up to. Now, before you get all defensive on me...
No, Atticus. This isn't right. I can't go there.
Yes, you can, I urged and pulled her arm lightly to begin walking again.
I don't think you understand just how much those men hate me. They'd do anything to get their claws and fangs in me.
That's not going to happen while I'm around.
Maybe I could enchant them first,
she thought aloud.
That way they won't have the ability to hurt me, no matter how much they want to.
Under different circumstances, I'd agree with that idea, but I don't think it'll work today. I shot her a grin. I need to have a direct conversation with them, so I cannot allow any magic to be involved. None of this will work if they're heavily spellbound.
Do you have any idea what I've done to them?
Sevelia asked with wide, desperate eyes. Despite the refusal in her words, the Red Witch continued to let me drag her along, so I thought she must have felt some sort of protection while in my presence. No, but feel free to tell me.
It wasn't good,
she muttered under her breath.
They'll never forgive me for what I've done. But it wasn't my choice in the first place. Not that they didn't deserve it, the wolf bastards, but still, I'm just working.
Then they need to understand that. I'll make them see the priest has you held hostage just as much as they are, and that because of this, you were made to keep these werewolves in line. Simple.
They won't listen to you.
That's fine, too, I shrugged. If they won't listen, then I'll use force to bend them to my will. Still simple. A few long seconds went by without another word, and part of me thought Sevelia had accepted the idea and left it at that. But then she spoke again.
Fine, but if I suddenly enchant them, please don't hold the blame on me. I have to stay on my guard with this pack.
Hey, as long as I get to talk with them first, you're free to do as you like with your hands, I replied with a wicked wink. Sevelia smiled at me with a glint of excitement in her amber eyes, and I kept her arm tightly looped in mine for the rest of our walk. A few of the windows in the nearby buildings were lit up with candles, but I never noticed anyone standing behind them, so I hoped that meant no one had seen us walking past. The sun had fully set, which made it easier for Sevelia to hide in the shadows, but one glance at my eyes, and any passerby would have known I was up to no good. Then we reached the outskirts of the slums, and the shadowy trees of the outer forest were looming closer up ahead, so the werewolf's hideaway would soon be in sight. Sevelia's breaths were slightly labored, and she fidgeted with the front of her dress, but she continued to walk. They won't harm you with me here, I comforted her.
How do you know that?
Sevelia asked with uncertainty.
These men aren't scared of anything.
Animals have a strong instinct, and they can sense when they shouldn't be around something. Even in their more human form, the werewolves will automatically know I'm far more dangerous than them.
But you haven't met them before.
And? Are you saying these men are different from every other werewolf on this world?
No, but they're pissed. I can already picture how they'll react. A few weapons, snapping jaws, things like that.
I smirked as I considered how similar this sounded to the majority of the creatures Ash and I had confronted recently. It wasn't anything new to me. If you're warning me against meeting werewolves, then I'd love to see how you'd react to everything else I've faced in my life.
I'm only trying to protect you.
And I genuinely appreciate the concern, but you have no reason to be scared, I said as I sent her a more serious look. I told you to trust me, and I meant it.
Okay,
Sevelia said with an anxious frown.
Just don't come running to me when they tear off your limbs and piss down your throat.
I stopped walking for a second. Have you seen these guys do that before?
Well, no, but I wouldn't put it past them.
My laugh filled the tight space, and the noise echoed into the air above. I tried to keep my reaction to myself, but I had the sudden image of a werewolf aiming his dick into my mouth, and it was too difficult for me to control the laughter. Even Sevelia laughed quietly, so at least she also found some amusement in the situation. A single alleyway ran around the perimeter of the slums, which I'd seen before when the residents had to make a quick exit from the guards that decided to raid their homes. The alley had one main entrance and exit, but it also had little openings along the way, which led out into the outer forest. I recalled what Madame Nira had said about the directions to the werewolf's location, and took the first opening we came across. Then we came to a stone path between the walls of the alley and the edge of the forest. Madame Nira hadn't told me the direction to go in once we'd left the slums. Just as the werewolves lived in a place outside of the forest, so I had too worked that one out for myself. I was tempted to ask Sevelia for help, but given her reluctance, there was a chance she'd lead me in the wrong direction, and I didn't have the time to run around the shadow quarters following a broken compass. I sniffed the air in case I could pick up a werewolf scent from this distance, but due to the mix of smells that wafted around the slums, I couldn't pinpoint their exact location. Knowing the tabaxi lived to my right and that I never sense werewolves over there, I turned to my left. I knew I'd chosen the correct option when Sevilia's pace slowed down even more. I spoke low as I assured her once again that I wouldn't let these wolf fucks touch her, but she never replied, and I briefly wondered if the Red Witch would ever trust me again after this evening, but only time was going to answer that question. We must have been walking for a good 10 minutes now, and nothing had changed in regards to the scenery. The trees took up the entire space on my right, and the tall brick wall towered over us on the left. I could see the rooftops of the Grimway in the distance, but darkness covered the rest of the village in a cloak of shadows. Then, a faint scent of putrid, unforgiving evil drifted over from an area near the trees, and that, mixed with the end of the stone path, told me we were getting close. I'd finally caught the doggish and rotted scent of the werewolves. I continued a few more paces, and the forest opened up in a large oval area. At the very end of the clearing, I noticed some crystal balls that shone with a faint red light, and I noticed several more dotting the grass all over the place. "Are these the crystal balls you mentioned?"
Yeah.
Sevilia mumbled with a deep sigh. "How do they work? What properties do they hold?"
"They have a few, I suppose."
She shrugged.
"I can control how they connect together, and whether it needs to be more or less powerful, depending on who I'm keeping in line. If I feel as though I need to put an extra hold on the werewolves, I can improve the connections between the crystal balls to make sure the men can't escape."
"So what's connecting them now?"
"As well as the red mist, there's also an invisible field. Anyone on the outside can walk through them, but if the werewolves attempt to leave, they'll be hit with a powerful force that would leave them unable to move. The paralysis lasts about a week, depending on how much of the body makes contact with the field of my enchantments."
"Oh, fuck, I can't wait until you show me your full potential."
"It's nothing,"
Sevilia chuckled quietly.
"Just your average red witch."
"Bullshit," I argued, and I looked her straight in the eye. Even in the red glow of her crystal balls, I could tell the witch was blushing, and a wicked little grin curled on her lips.
"Perhaps I know a thing or two the other witches are too afraid to learn."
"That's what I like to hear," I chuckled, and my demon voice grated in my throat for just a second. "Now, let's go fuck with some werewolves." Sevilia's smile instantly faded, but she didn't appear as terrified as before. She actually seemed to be forcing a completely stoic expression, and I got the impression she usually put on a mask for these men. And the fact that she held herself strong, with her head up high, showed me the Red Witch had to appear powerful and strong. I wasted no time in closing the distance between us and the darkened house, and as we got nearer, I noticed the more prominent details. It wasn't just one building, but two. The houses were fairly large and were connected together by a stone arched walkway in the center. I couldn't see what sat on the opposite side, but the opening in the middle looked big enough for a carriage to fit through. Ivy ran up the stone surface of the structures, and the two main doors on each house were painted a dingy yellow. "Does this way work for you?" I asked with a finger pointed toward the archway.
"We'll be in danger of the men that way."
"I thought you said we'd be in danger regardless," I smirked.
"Fine,"
she sighed with the tiniest smile on her lips.
"Let's go."
I walked past the crystal balls first, then Sevilia followed on behind me. The werewolves were yet to leave their homes, so either they hadn't noticed our arrival, or they were hiding out of sight. I freed my spiked cudgel from my belt just in case the werewolves were planning a surprise attack, and I made sure Sevilia stayed close behind me. The walkway through the archway opened out onto an enclosed courtyard. The stone walls looked to be double the height I was, and the branches from the surrounding trees billowed over the tops. The grass underfoot had been completely worn down to the ground, and there were large circular patches where the grass was light brown in color instead of green. But the main spectacle of the entire area were the boxes piled high against one of the courtyard walls. There were other wooden crates dotted around the courtyard, but this particular wall held the majority. It reminded me of the mining shack and the orbs that were neatly packed away. I couldn't tell for certain, but I had a feeling the crates held the magical amethysts the werewolves were known to provide, and perhaps some other items they imported from elsewhere.
Atticus,
Savelia whispered suddenly. As soon as I took in her scared voice, the overpowering scent of evil quickly permeated the area like a thick cloud of smoke. We weren't alone anymore.